Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world, and good morning to our Easy Way family, to our celebrity host, Risa Gray. Risa, are you on with us?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm here.
There she is. So, Risa, were you out with your, why did I envision you caroling? Was that just something that really didn't happen? You were not caroling, no?
It's just a vision in your mind.
Okay.
Actually, I was at a party that I happened to be, at any rate, the bottom line was we were caroling at the party. So I shouldn't say
see?
I didn't
okay.
carol because they had caroling music and no one wanted to lead in the caroling. I can't sing, and I told them, do this at your own peril, and I did lead the carol, and we sang about six or seven good Christmas carols and had a jolly good time, so I guess I did go caroling this
that's
year.
Amazing. Do you remember that back when you were younger, people knocking on the door, and you open the door, and there's five or ten people out there? I've had that happen a couple times, but not recently, no.
And you know, I've never lived in a neighborhood that they did that, ever.
Well, great. Okay, getting ready to launch the new and improved Easy Way social network with our Wall of Fame. Okay, guys, we're working on the new third annual Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. We have our new software partner, Digital Copilot, to go. Order.easywaytools.com to get an $800 value to $99. Okay, that's a little thing I stuck in there because I love it. It's like you have a secretary. And, well, I'll tell you, Reed, this technology is amazing, you know. I mean, when you get some app that does all this stuff, did you ever think this kind of stuff would come about back years ago when we were doing the bookkeeping, you know?
I was talking about that just the other day. The things that have been developed within our lifetime are amazing.
Unbelievable.
And because my grandmother recalled memories to me, I feel like my memory expands all the way back to 1901 when she was born. And so I feel like I have a decade of over a century of knowledge of things that have improved from going to my grandmother riding in her horse and buggy into town to, you know, we're sending people out just to go knock around in space for a couple of minutes, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know, like what I think of, and then we have to switch to our commercial, is the encyclopedias. You know, my uncle was one of the founders of the World Book Encyclopedia, and it was so big. It's, you know, a lot of books, very heavy.
Right.
And now it's in the palm of your hand with more than just what's in there. You got the videos and endless information. It's just, I don't know, who thought of that? I mean,
I remember the Encyclopedia Britannica man, and he would come and you'd get a book a month, and we've come a long way, baby. But let's go into our hot topic.
This was the top topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic, I've been stuck on this hot topic now, it seems like forever, with just other stuff sprinkled in. But we're back to COVID-19 again. We've got the Omicron, whatever it is, version coming out. And apparently it's more contagious. It's easier to catch it, but it's not as severe, supposedly. They're still working on trying to figure that out yet. But, again, I don't want to persuade you one way or the other. Do what what you feel is the right thing to do. But everybody should be wearing masks. We all hate it. Everybody should be wearing masks. And if you want the vaccine, you need to get the vaccine because they're having lines for testing and for getting the vaccine. You need to figure out what you need to do for your particular insurance company in order to have your vaccine covered. If you're going to get the booster, you need to find out where you should go get the booster. If you're not going to take the vaccination, you need to know where you can get tested on a regular basis. All the testing booths and methods are changing. There are fewer of them. I heard there were two-hour waits all over the country just to get tested over the holiday, and we've got another holiday coming up this weekend. So we're going to have a lot of people close together, mingling, whatever. So you need to have all this information at your fingertips. And if you feel like you don't feel well, don't go. I've heard a story where there was a family where they were having a wedding and the person didn't want to miss out on the rehearsal dinner. They didn't feel well. They went anyway. Everybody in the wedding party ended up testing COVID positive. So if you don't feel well, just self-quarantine yourself, even if you don't think that it's COVID. Just stay by yourself and then don't take the chance of infecting other people. And like I said, keep that information on hand so you're not rummaging around saying, oh, where's the nearest testing place? What are the hours? Keep that information available. That's my hot topic for today. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, if there's ever something needed to kickstart the economy emotionally after the pandemic shutdowns, worry about catching whatever, politics, and the list goes on and on, all those stuff we've dealt with in the weather, you know. It happened 2 days ago. Yes, it was the most awe-inspiring, spiritual, fulfilling, happiest day of the year, Christmas Day. Just the word makes people, you know, puts people in a good mood. As for business, okay, so you mix that in. Some people say it's not business. Well, sales go through the roof with the tune of about $900 billion. And many say that's not what it's about. But on the other hand, it's a lot of money spent, and it's been on giving to others. So that's a good thing. Opens that door up. It's a good feeling. It's good for you because when you give, there's a lot of psychology, and it makes you feel good. It's good for you. And, you know, the people that receive, it's good for them, too. They get a present. All right. The biggest spending time of the year is for giving. And so now we have, we have so much going on, and I don't even know where to start. So we have a travel. Okay, so in the travel, a lot of people did stay home, but 6 million people traveled over the holidays. And like Reith and I say, check your location because, where you're heading to because there could be issues. Many were, the holiday seasons were put off. Like in the Philippines, a big country for celebrating Christmas, they got hit with a huge Typhoon Rhea. Rye, I think it's, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but massive hurricane that hit there, Category 5 hurricane. 300,000 evacuated. Tornado that hit Kentucky wiped out towns. And the tornadoes were very rare for December, they say. So, you know, many of these climate policies say this is a change in weather. You know, this is a change in the climate. And other people say, well, it's just par for the course. But I don't know. There's about 98% of the scientists now are saying it's a weather change. And the damage is assessed, and the people are very resilient there. They're already cleaning up and rebuilding. It's amazing how they come back. Scientists watch a giant glacier in the Antarctic with concern. About 1,255-mile Larsen ice shelf, 200 meters thick. That's a lot of ice. It surprised experts when it broke off and melted in 1 month. All right, the new concern is an area 100 times bigger than that. And there can, you know, the situation is something like that melts. What does it do for the sea level, you know? And if that rises, people along the coast have floods. I would say err on the side of caution. You know, would I want to live right on the coast in a low area? If you're up high, yeah, that's okay. But if you're down low and ground level, it's a little concern. Russian troops were removed. 10,000 troops were removed from the Ukraine. We're all concerned about that. But after talks with the U.S., they decided to move out of there. And the Olympics are coming up in Beijing, and the border guard crossing is, well, the people coming across, it's a big concern for the border guards keeping up with that. Oh, Reed, there's so much news, I can't keep up with it all, but I think we better jump off.
I know,
off
we got to move on to our commercial and our guest.
We got a guest that's going to blow your minds, guys. So let's move on.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the Easy Way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
It's Easy Way to find.
This
is
A-Game, an all-natural herbal dietary supplement formulated exclusively for men. Our proprietary blend was designed with one goal in mind, to improve your overall health, rejuvenating your vitality, energy, strength, and libido. Want to be at your peak performance in everything you do? Then bring your A-Game. Fast-acting, long-lasting, with no side effects.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Take the Easy Way to 55678. And check this out. Talking about big numbers and what's in the business industry. You got the Dow and the stock markets and the high tech. Well, this one is going to blow your mind. The global online gaming market is anticipated to be valued at, hold on to your hats, more than $92 billion in the U.S. in 2023. Currently, the market is at a $59 billion, with Sony being the largest video gaming company. Sim racing viewership claimed, here's another mind-blowing figure, 94% increase in 6 months. So this is what you call up and coming big time. Professional sim racers, as is our guest, Flash Jordan Rose, which you're going to bring on in a second. So we're talking about home from their home as millions tune in to watch viewership. 20 million hours watched in 2020. 20 million hours. Prize money is in the hundreds of thousands and the millions. There's millions of dollars paid out for the winners. Our guest is just that. A valedictorian NASCAR driver, Wheel and Series NASCAR, E-League gamer, owner of Flash Family Motorsports on PlayStation, YouTube creator, a charity advocate, community activist, a former ambassador for Kits for Kids, Rescue Me, Inc., president's current AEM ambassador. Let's bring him on. Flash Jordan Rose.
Hey, how you doing, Jim and Retha?
Yay, Flash!
I know you know Retha.
Happy holidays. Yes.
Happy holidays,
Happy
Flash
holiday
tonight.
To you.
I could have went on and on with your accolades, Flash. I'm very... congratulations on all this, and you're on the Wall of Fame, the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and you are on the track to success here. These numbers are mind-boggling. You're involved in something that's taken the business world by storm, including the New York Stock Exchange. It's like, what is going on with this this industry? It's just off the charts here, and it's a flash. Just real quick, we want to say thank you for all your service. The valedictorian, this is something that you deserve a lot of credit for, valedictorian NASCAR driver. And you've been involved in speaking with children and helping kids. Tell us about your involvement and what brought you into the racing world, and now you're helping kids.
believe it or not, Paul Walker, when he passed away, it hit home. I've always been driving and drive fast and always had a need for speed. When he passed away, that turned my whole life around. I was like, you know what? I need to transition from some acting anyway to actually some fast driving. Went down to the site when he actually passed away, along with the guy who was driving. I forget the name here, but went down to the site and, you know, put flowers down and put my signature in, resting in peace and everything. And, you know, the Fast and the Furious series is so good. So that actually turned me in that direction to actually start driving for NASCAR. So anyway, with the gaming part of it, which I own the eNASCAR League, COVID started, as Rita was talking about, you know, and that's good information she put out there. And, you know, everybody was on lockdown. And I'm like, you know, a lot of people is going to be at home, nothing to do, bored. Why not get on a gaming system and play NASCAR Heat 5, which is on PlayStation? With that being said, me and a buddy of mine by the name of Flame started the league, and it's been successful ever since. You know, everybody's having fun.
Wow.
Championship winners are getting prizes. We also pay out here and there for various races, and it's called Dash for Cash type deal. So, I mean, I just want everybody to have fun. And, you know, even though we're still going through the COVID and we're pretty much getting past that to an extent, everybody is still wanting to race, and they enjoy racing the league. The YouTube channel also, you guys. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're talking about some big-time numbers here. These are numbers that nobody's ever seen before. Sim racing viewership climbed 94% in 6 months. I don't think anything's ever climbed that much. So you're on a bucking bronco here. Did you have any idea? Of course, like you mentioned and Rita mentioned, people were staying home. They're looking around, what do we do? And they start looking into, hey, let's play a game. And the racing car, really exciting. And did you have any idea if this explosion was going to happen?
To be honest with you, Jim, I had no clue whatsoever. I had no clue that this league was actually going to be where it's at. I didn't think it would even grow that big. I guess when you're not expecting things is when it actually happens.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. However, I mean, for somebody to be happy or people to be happy, it makes me happy at the same time. You know, so I'm glad to actually see
Well,
that.
you went from actual NASCAR racing to doing it virtually. Do you get the same rush when you're holding that, whatever you hold to race your car, your joystick, whatever?
I will be honest, because the races become so intense to the point where by the time you're finished, you're sweating in the palm of your hands, and it's a big adrenaline rush and everything. You're competing with almost 12 drivers to 14 drivers and whatnot, so yeah, it can become very competitive. I would like to say in the meantime, you know, you guys can catch the races on the Flash Family Motorsports channel on YouTube, and also I'm on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and that one is called, just look me up as Flash, just search it. And you guys support it as well, to anybody out there listening. With that being said, I don't want to take up too much time. I do have my co-owner, Mark, who's available right now, and I'd like him to elaborate on the league. And he's actually won all the series. So there's Xfinity, there's Cup, and there's actually Truck. And this guy's just dominated by force. I mean, I don't know how he does it. I don't know when he started. He's just amazing. So that being
said,
I like
that. Has he won some of these? Flash, is your friend Mark won some of these?
This guy is actually just tearing up the whole league by storm, man. He's very dominant.
Oh.
He's just very dominant.
Wow. Okay, his name's Mark.
Very dominant.
Okay. Mark.
Can you guys hear me?
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah,
how you doing? This is Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and I'm Jim. And welcome to the show with Flash.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
So you got to be pretty quick with the, what do you call it, ambidextrous or the reflexes. You got to be pretty quick with that, because this is a fast-paced situation you're in. And
yes.
Flash said you won a couple, huh? Won a couple
yes.
of the
yeah.
races?
I've won. We have the three series cup Xfinity and truck. I've won one championship in all three series so far. I've been in the league for about, you know, like 6 months or so. So I haven't been in too long, but it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun with Flash, and it's very competitive, as you guys said. It takes a lot of practice, and
we've known Flash a long time, and when we were talking about this, Mark, it's not just like you're sitting home. Oh, let's enjoy yourself, relax, and play a video game. It can be pretty high tense, right? I mean, you're racing, and
yes.
I was listening to Flash race one time, and a car was bumped and everything, and it's taken pretty serious. So it does get the heart racing, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Got a lot of fast drivers in this league, and it's a very good league. It's very fast, a lot of great drivers, a lot of great people. You get to meet a lot of great people, which is most important. You get to meet some people you've never met before, and you get like a bond. You get very close with each other, so it's just a great league to be a part of.
Believe it or not,
I used to street race, and I love street racing. Don't tell anybody that. I'm sure the statute of limitations are gone now.
Keep it on the down low. You'll get a ticket for that.
I can imagine that this is really a big deal. What kind of use joysticks or steering wheels or pedals? What kind of equipment do you need to do this?
Yeah, so for like myself, I use a controller, a PS4 controller, but there's a lot of people in our league who have steering wheels and pedals that they buy that they can get, and they use them. So it's almost like you're driving in real life, you know, in a car. So there's multiple ways you can do it. So it just kind of depends on what you like to do. So, but there's some people in our league that use a steering wheel and pedals, but I'm one of them that uses a controller. So, but there's multiple ways of doing it.
Okay, let's go a step further here, because you're talking some big numbers and some big bucks here. This is up in the big league with the stock market and the NASDAQ and all that. So, do you guys have you created a fan base, and do you have, like, they used to have baseball cards? They could start having NASCAR cards, online cards, and stuff like that. You could become somewhat a celebrity, right? The top drivers.
You definitely can. There's definitely ways where you can embrace your league and make it even bigger if you want, with all the streaming platforms we got, the Twitch, YouTube, and all that. And you definitely can increase your brand and get even sponsorships and all that. So there's a lot that you can definitely do to make the league grow. And Flash, he's done a great job of doing that for our league, so...
Flash is a strong supporter, and we give him a lot of credit over the years. We've known him a long time, and he gets involved, and he wants to make sure there's a way of helping somebody. But we're talking viewership of 20 million in 2020, 20 million people, and that's probably not the tip of the iceberg. It's probably a lot more than that.
It's incredible how much it's grown.
Okay, so it says you're at home, right? But aren't there also events where you go somewhere and that you have the top players in a big facility and there's a big screen? Do you ever do something like that?
I've never been a part of something like that. It's like the esports. A lot of the professionals, they'll definitely be like in an arena or whatever. I haven't been a part of that yet. Hopefully sometime soon. I might try. I've always wanted to do something like that. But there's definitely sports, like it's a lot of the gaming platforms, they'll have events like that for the top of the top.
So the remote paddles, is there a difference between remote? Are they all remote now, or is there still the wire? Are they more accurate? Is there a difference in the two?
I don't think there's much of a difference for, like, are you talking like the controllers, like the remotes?
Yeah. So remote is just as powerful.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because they had, I love that. And I have to get to the next phase where I can hook up the systems that I've had for so long with the flat screen and the speakers and all that. You can set up quite a situation with your big screen TV and hook it up to your stereo and your sound and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So do you have... is there such a thing as grudge matches? Like I had a card club back in the 60s, and we would have races at US 30 and Oswego and places like that. You'd race, and then on the side you'd have private races. Do you just race in the competitive thing, or do you have little grudge matches where you say to somebody, "Hey, let's meet on this track virtually and, you know, and race"? Do they do that? Really?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We're racing constantly, you know, having little side races, like, you know, I'll take you here and I'll beat you here, you know, just for fun and competitively, just to have fun and just to keep practicing and get better. So.
Now,
so, yeah.
Do you have a race car that could be a little round Volkswagen with ears on it? You can design any kind of car you want, or do you like a Ferrari, or is it, it really doesn't make any difference what kind of vehicle, right?
No, the game gives you the vehicles, and you get to, you know, choose your car, choose the paint scheme you want, or you can create your own car, but they're all the same. They all are like the same car, you know, but you can design it however you want. It's a very fun game. Very fun game to be playing.
Wow.
So if someone wanted
but
to
up.
Get involved in this type of gaming, where would they start off by buying the Xbox or whatever and then just hook up on YouTube?
So, yeah, so for NASCAR Heat 5, you buy the game with your either – we play on PS4, but you can play on other consoles as well, like Xbox or whatever, or even PC, the computer. And basically, yeah, you go from there and – like, if you want to join a league or whatever, you know, like for Flash or whatnot, you get a hold of Flash or myself, and, you know, you can basically start racing from there, and it's a lot of fun. So if any of the viewers are out there and they have, you know, PS4 or, and they would like to join the league, just get in contact with Flash. And we just have so much fun doing it. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun. You meet people too, right? Well, You meet people in other countries that, that's another door. Mm-hmm. I mean, you race with people in Italy and Germany and all places?
All around the world. You meet people all over.
And so you get
to
meet
Flash,
these people,
you,
too. Wow.
Yeah, Flash, speaking of meeting people, Flash introduced me to Eric years ago, and I want to thank you, Flash, for doing that. And, Flash, how can people get to you through the wall, and what are the ways can people get to you to be a part of this?
No problem at all, Reba. I think it was the best thing I ever did in connecting you and Eric. I mean, I see it's going very good. I'm glad to see that you're doing very good along with Jim and everybody. In any case, you can get a hold of me on the Easy Wall of Fame by simply searching Flash.
Easy Way Wall of Fame, that's right.
There you go, Easy Way Wall of Fame. If you guys want to get in contact with me as far as the racing stuff, you can, if you have PlayStation, you can look up my gamer tag, which is It's Flash number 2 U. Basic, It's Flash to you. As well as YouTube, which we're under the Flash Family Motorsports. So basically what you do is you can actually search by filtering out by channel instead of videos and whatnot. You can filter it to channel, and you'll be able to actually access and find us there.
Wow. And congratulations again on your valedictorian with NASCAR and helping the kids and everything you do. And I think you guys got a lot ahead, too, a lot of excitement coming your way because, you know, this is gaining by the hour with popularity and everything. Hey, we'll have to jump on one time with you guys and have a little race, see how Aretha does. I know Eric used to be a top gamer, you know. Well, he used to play like a spy game, and there'd be four players, and three of them would team up against Eric to try to beat him because he was really, really good at, those different games. I forgot the name, Mortal Kombat and Warcraft and all that. We should get together and have a couple Easy Way race days. Rick Flash, what do you think?
Oh, definitely. I didn't even know Easy actually did that, Jim. I mean, what doesn't he do? The guy's just amazing. Also wanted to pass along real quick here, too. So the missus is actually in the league as well, and she's the only female driver we have right now. Yes.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Watch out. I might have to get in the league. Unfortunately, the last time I was gaming, it was Crash Bandicoot. That was the last game I had, but you never know.
It's done. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to have an Easy Way Race Day. Flash will, and Mark will be the – they'll be the champions there. We won't be able to compete against them, but maybe they'll slow down and kind of monitor how we do it. We'll get some of the Easy Way people in there. We'll get Reetha with her little race cap on, and let's do that.
So, definitely, Lowell. I mean, in this league, we don't discriminate at all. We welcome all, anybody and everyone to actually join. Doesn't matter what you're going through, color, race.
Doesn't matter
food,
if you're old like us, Flash, or Reetha and I are too old to get into this.
You guys are never too old, man. Nobody's never too old, you know. There's nothing that matter, you know. So, I mean, with that being said, I also want you guys to know that I want to thank Easy here. I also want to let you guys know, once again, it's easy for anybody to drive. As long as you're a very clean driver and you're not deliberately wrecking into people or whatnot, that's actually
no,
that's,
that would be Reetha. Yeah, I can
see. No. do not mess with the equipment. Keep the car intact.
Okay. We got you.
The league also benefits charity and everything because, for example, Mark has won some races. And he's actually deferred to have his money, his winnings actually go to charity. And I really appreciate him thinking about charity, you know. So we're talking about stuff like St. Jude's and stuff like that. So he's been donating to the causes, Autism Speaks and whatnot. So the man has a good heart. Good heart.
My mother was a supporter of St. Jude's for over 60 years. Yes, that's a great cause. But we want to thank both you, Flash, and Mark for coming on. And this is one of the hottest tickets out there, and you guys are right up there. And you're not only racing, you're racing for a good cause. So congratulations again. We want to thank you for all that stuff you do, and get us on board, guys. Get us on board.
Join there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't you have something special for people who subscribe, Flash?
Yes, it's the Flash Family Motorsports. And when you guys join, hey, I pick winners at random, whoever subscribe and whatnot, to actually win some prizes here. So too long ago, one of our drivers just won the PlayStation 5 console, so that speaks a lot of volumes. Me, I just like to make people happy. I don't like speaking about myself too much.
I know, Flash. You're humble. you're very humble like that. You do so much, but then you sit there and go, nah, not me.
Yeah.
But, yes, we give you a lot of credit. And we got somebody else we're going to jump on board and get her with a race car hat. That's Carmelita, who's probably ready to rock and roll herself. So, guys, thank you again for coming on. And great work. And we're going to move into commercial and then Carmelita's Corner.
Thank you guys as well. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to... Introducing EasyWay Family App, your new virtual vision 2020. Be seen, be available, be everywhere. Available on Apple Store and Google Play. Track our content, stay connected, create your account to gain instant access. Go mobile or go home. Looking to take the next step? Join the EasyWay Network and become part of our EasyWay family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, 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 here we are again, and I'm feeling great, and I hope you're feeling great. I've got some great guests coming your way today, and they have a great testimony to tell you. Let me welcome Patricia Wiggins and her son, Malik Madison. Hello there.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Malik, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, good morning.
Okay. All right, we're all on board. Well, I have read what you wrote, Malik. It's very revealing, and it was also very courageous of you to share your story. As many people have gone through something similar, your lives were turned around by what I always refer to as a higher power, or what most people call God. And, of course, Jesus is the primary force there. So can you tell us, first of all, let me start with you, Malik, and then I want your mom to tell her story. Can you share with our listening audience what you shared on paper when you sent that information to me?
Yes, I will. Okay. So basically, I'm just going to like start from the beginning. My name is Malik, and as of right now, I'm 18. My mom had me when she was 17. My father was around 24 at the time. My mom was caught up in things, doing things she had no business doing at her age. She was always with another guy, and every one of them was just abusive to my mom. The stuff my mom went through taught me to never hit a woman, because seeing a man hit my mom hurt me a lot. I didn't really get to be with my mom a lot when I was younger, because she would always be doing something else. I stayed with my grandma for a long time. She was the one who raised me, taught me many things throughout the years of growing into a man. I knew if my mom wasn't there, I at least had my grandma who was. I was 6. My mom's boyfriend's son abused me when I was just when it was just me and him at home. He brought a girl over and treated me badly. He always let me run across the street when I was younger, and I never got hit until this one time. I got hit by a truck, and I flew 15 feet in the air. Everyone thought I was gone, but I woke up in the hospital. My mom was still with the man whose son abused me, but my mom found out once I told her about him. My dad was really worried about me and brought me a toy to comfort me. My dad was here for me as well when I didn't get to really see him, really till I turned 7. Then when I visit him on the weekends, the older I got, I realized that my mom was getting poor. Each year it got worse. I almost didn't see my mom often. I would ask what would she be doing, and she would be saying, staying in the child's place or mind your business. During those days, I would usually see my dad more often. We would go to church and go on many trips. And then fast forward, let's see. This one day, my mom came in the room when I was sleeping, dashed at me so fast it scared me. I thought it was someone else, but she came in crying, and she told me that she will change her life and give her life to the Lord and will stop doing drugs and stop being with crazy men. At first, I thought she was being crazy, but later on, she was a woman to her word. As time went on, she was getting better each day and every day. She started praying more and asking God to heal her while she was going through so much. Seeing her happy motivated me to do better in school. So I started getting honor roll in 7th and 8th grade. Well, I told my mom, it made her so proud of me, and then that motivated her to do even better. My mom at the time was attending a women's empowerment. It was a really big stepping stone for my mother. She leveled up going there. She graduated Women's Empowerment. I was so happy for her. I prayed many nights for her to graduate from that program. Later on, she attended NA meetings with people with backgrounds similar to hers. She attended to those meetings for a couple of years. Soon, she gave her life to the Lord. My mother attended church as many times as she could. When she didn't have a car, she had to catch the bus, even walk far distances because at the time she had no car, and I was still living with my grandma. Me and my mom always prayed for a car and a house. We kept it in faith because we knew there is nothing without having faith in God. My mom had her ups and downs and almost backslid a couple of times, but I'm so glad she didn't. My mom is currently, how many years, Queen? She is currently 5 years clean and haven't done no drugs and gotten to no fights, and I have never been suspended at school. After my mom was saved, it was the best thing for us. We ended up getting a house, a new car, and we're still living good to this day.
Well, that is a beautiful testimony, Malik, and you spoke so well. You may be 18 years of age, but you spoke like a grown man. And I want to give your mom the microphone now because, believe it or not, we have only maybe five more minutes. So, Patricia, can you give us your testimony?
And I'm going to wrap it up real quick, but I just give God the honor on today, and I thank God for you, Carmelita, for asking us to share our testimony on today. You know, as a little girl, I grew up without. I had my mom in my life always. I just didn't grow up without a father figure. So when I became a teenager, I became really rebellious because I didn't understand why my dad wasn't around. So I didn't listen to my mom. I started looking for love in all the wrong places, in men, in older men particularly, you know, that were like 15, 20 years older than me. So that's what opened up the door to drugs because whatever, you know, I looked for love in all the wrong places. So with these older men, you know, they would introduce me to weed and stuff, drugs, and that was the open door that opened up the door for me to start using drugs. I started using drugs when I was 13 years old, and I started being with, you know, older guys when I was 13. So press forward. So from 13 all the way into 18, I had met Malik's dad, and I still was kind of in that lifestyle. He was a lot older than me, and I end up getting pregnant with Malik and end up having him. And at that time, see, I was a functionable addict at that time. And so I had Malik, was with his dad. That relationship didn't last long because I was back off running, ripping and running the streets. Since I was so young, I had gave my mom Malik because I still wanted to run the streets. I didn't want to suit up and be a mom at that time. So as the years carried on, you know, I got in and out of relationships, was continuing using drugs. And then when I was 24 years old, I ended up meeting my daughter's dad, married him. He was very abusive. He was like the worst, mentally, physically, emotionally abusive to me. And at that point, you know, I went through a lot with him and had our daughter, and that relationship didn't last. And then, you know, me and him went through divorce. You know, it was because we went through a divorce and went through some stuff with him doing some things to our daughter that he had no business doing, and that really hit home. I ended up using hardcore drugs at this point. Like, I went from marijuana to using crystal meth, and that's what put me on my bottom. In 2013, I started using meth. I lost custody of my daughter. I was in the streets. I was homeless. You know, between all them years, I was able to function, you know, off weed and stuff and keep a job and stuff like that. But when I started using crystal meth in 2013, that's where I became homeless. From 2013 to 2016, I was in the streets. And so at that point, you know, nobody was there for me. And I knew that wasn't in God's plan and what he had for me. You know, I've never hit bottom so low to where I was mentally gone. And so one day in 2016, I had cried out to God, and I said, God, if you're real, I need you to save me. I don't want to die like this, because I've came close to death a couple times while I was out there, and my kids had to come see me in the hospital, and I knew I had something to live for when I one day looked up in the hospital and seen my kids walk in the hospital room. I said, you know what, I can't do this on my own. Lord, if you're real, I need you to come save me. So in 2016, my prayer was answered, and the Lord allowed me to meet my pastor and his wife, and they prayed for me. on Mac Road in South Sac. And when they prayed for me, that's when my whole life shifted. And this was in May 2016. And, you know, I started getting delivered. I started going to church. I was working the NA program. I graduated Women's Empowerment. I was really serious. And God was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. And so in June of 2016, I got baptized. By September, I was filled with the Holy Spirit and on fire for Jesus. And from September 2019 all the way into now, I have not used any drugs. I have not been in any abusive relationships. When I tell you God turned my life around, when I surrendered my life to him, he did it. You know, I'm telling you, like, he brought me from the ground up, you know. Today, I'm buying my own home. I have a new car. I have my kids back in my life. I'm focused. I'm working on becoming an entrepreneur. You know, I couldn't have did this without the Lord on my side. I mean, he brought me a mighty, 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 mighty long ways. And I know it's him because I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie, I used to enjoy getting high. But today, that's not my story. He took the desire of wanting to use drugs out of me. He took the desire of being misused and abused away from me. He loves me. He loves me. God showed me that can't nobody love me more than the Lord loved me. And once I got a taste of him and how good he was, the Lord, I've never turned back. I don't want to look back. I don't want to look back at that, you know, of what I used to be. You know, don't get me wrong. It's my testimony. It has made me the woman who I am today. And today I have very high moral principles. You know, I love myself today. I love my children, and I can honestly love other people, you know. And today I can set boundaries, you know. And so that's pretty much my story. I mean, it's a deeper testimony than that, but I've only got 5 minutes, so.
Yes, and actually, we need to say goodbye to our audience, but between you and Malik, you have really delivered a beautiful testimony. You have given proof that God is real, and how God, Jesus, has turned your life around. We have many, many followers on this station who also love and trust the Lord. And the founder of Easy Way Broadcasting Network, Eric himself, has had his own personal encounter with the Lord, and that's one of the reasons why he has this network and has made it possible for people to connect with each other in the way that they do on the Easy Way Wall of Fame and his Easy Way fam. So I just want to thank you both for coming on board today, and you just keep on doing what you're doing, and God's got your back.
Yes, he does. Amen.
All right. Amen to that. Praise God. Goodbye for now.
Okay. Thank you, Carmelita. God bless.
God bless you, Carmelita.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Yes, indeed, it's tech time. Do we have Rita for tech time?
Whoops, I forgot Rita? To take off the, I forgot to take off.
I love it.
Mute, sorry
another
about that.
Baby boomer
I was just
blooper.
Saying real quickly, that for those of you who heard that last segment, God is not a respecter of person. What he's done for one, he will do for another. If you cry out to God today, just like they did, God will come and he will help you. Jesus is the reason for this season. On to Tekka. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure for the holidays, some of you got new phones from your children. You got game things from your children for you to exercise. You got a new tablet. You got a new computer. You got a new laptop. And you have no idea what to do with it. Well, you can always go to Google to the rescue. You can Google anything. Go on YouTube. You can YouTube anything, and you will get full instructions. The days of laying out the instructions and figuring it out and having two or three pieces left over, those days are gone. All you have to do, and this is standard for whatever you got for Christmas that has to be assembled or connected. You can go on YouTube or you can Google whatever it is, Xbox, iPhone, whatever type of device it is, there is a way on there. If you got a new phone, you're going to have to get your phone connected back up to your car again. And trust me, I know most of you did not watch or even keep the directions for it. You can either go online or you can even go back to the dealership for your car and they will show you how to hook it up. But don't just let those wonderful electronics sit in the box. I have an aunt that her Alexa system sat in the box for probably a year or so before she finally got it hooked up. Now she's got them hooked up in every room, and she thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. So don't let these things go to waste. Don't be defeated by them. Look up on YouTube or on Google, and you will find multiple ways to do things. Find the instructions, listen to three or four of them, find the instructions that you understand the most, lay it out the way they tell you to do it. You could pause it, you can go straight through it, and you can just hook it up that quickly. And when all else fails, that's what grandchildren were made for, to help you hook up your electronics. That's my tech time for this week. Jim, what's your gem?
Let's see if we got that little...
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Totally, the applause and everything. So we're talking about getting involved, and it's very important to get involved. And a lot of people, especially when you get a little bit older, and if you get good at something when you're younger, then when you get older, you look pretty cool. Like, hey, that guy's pretty good at this. Well, I'm talking about getting involved, learn new things. As a baby boomer into or going into retirement, you want to be in the know. And it's not the kind of situation where you want to be left out on what's up and trending. Learn new things. That way your kids or grandkids don't view you as some kind of dinosaur or someone nice but doesn't understand anything that's going on, like their video games and things like that we're talking about. You know, there's seniors that can be good at this kind of stuff. You not only learn, it keeps you mentally fit. All right? Learning has been proven to, it will keep you away from some of these ailments when people don't seem to be too sharp, you know, called dementia or whatever, because they're not doing much. And working out with the weights builds muscle, which is very important when you get older because the muscle gets depleted. If research some of these muscle people, go online and look at muscle people before and after, and you'll see them with these huge arms and everything, and you see them when they get older, they look the same as anybody else. That's really weird. You know, they're monsters, and then because it all fades away. Well, it's the same with the mental. When you work out, it's proven that it changes the chemistry of the brain, and when you learn, it keeps building genes or whatever they call those things in the brain, and it keeps you in touch, keeps you smarter, and you know, so you want to keep learn new things, keeps mentally fit. Another benefit in getting involved is it keeps you in touch with the young generation, and it expands your social activities by getting involved in new activities. You're meeting new people, and you're learning a variety of things, maybe some sports and things you've never been involved with. And that's another healthy thing for you, because you're not sitting home alone like a lot of people do. They get older, they might lose some family members or something, or friends pass away. You got to get out and start getting involved in some activities. So we have, all right, let's look at this. There are 78 million diverse Americans born between, because a lot of people, what is a baby boomer? Okay, here's what it is. There's 78 million people born between 1946 and 1964. Okay, when the war ended, all the millions of people came home and started families and so on, thus the baby boomers. All right, today's, they're not going to settle for the bingo, a lot of the baby boomers. They're not going to just sit around and play bingo. They want to get involved in things. So here's, I found this one in health.howitworks.com, a little article, 10 staying fit, 10 little things they listed here. Baby boomer activities, more or less. And number 10 is staying fit. And, well, that's a variety of things. You know, you got your gym and your clubs and so on, and you can meet people in these things. There's jogging clubs, there's tennis clubs, and the list goes on and on. And activity you get better at, and you get in shape as you're doing these things. And then you got career changes. A lot of people go to retire, and, well, if you're going to start a new business, you might want to stay with something that you're kind of familiar with. That would be a good thing. And if you got years of working with something, why not stick with that? Then you got your extreme sports. Well, that's Retha, you know, the extreme sports, skydiving and scuba diving in the Antarctic and things like that, which I'll stay away from. I'll just videotape Retha when she does it. That's fine. And then we have, volunteering. And the volunteering is a good thing. It makes you feel good because you're helping people. And you have a lot of veterans groups. You got the dating and home improvement, and exploring tech. It goes on and on with all the situations you have. And so that's, I just wanted to touch base. You want to keep involved, keep busy about that. And so anyway, I want to find these articles and share with you every once in a while. Eric is a keynote speaker and being honored on the flyer, U.S. Global Business Forum in INC, U.S. Asian Business Forum. And that's 14th Annual International Trade Show. We also have our Easy Way Magazine to keep up all of the Easy Way news. Go to easywaymagazine.com. And, there's so much going on, and we want to keep busy, and I'm relating this to the baby boomers, because it's easy to get out of shape. It's easy to just not be in touch, and you want to do that, get in shape. I have some, certain things I want to do that I haven't accomplished yet. One of them's working out on the high bar and, different activities like that. Otherwise, you become a creaky, rusty old thing. So anyway, with that, we want to say thank you to all our listeners. Reith, have we got any closing words? April will be inviting all our Easy Way members, and we're going to have that race car day. What do you think, Reith?
I'm all for race car. Like I said, I used to be a street racer, so. It's much safer doing it on a Game Boy or whatever it's called nowadays. And just going back to where Eric's going to be speaking, he's going to be speaking in Long Beach. For those of you that are near Long Beach or near or far, that's going to be April 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Oh, okay.
In 2022. We've got a week of 2021 left, and then we're on to 2022. And that's the 14th Annual International Trade Show Investment and Venture Funding Seminar. And that's in Long Beach Convention Center.
Wow.
Coming up in April. So look forward to that.
And we want to thank Carmelita, and what a touching story that was. That's the real deal. And, you know, Jesus does save lives, no doubt about that. And we want to...
Absolutely.
We want to thank Mark and Flash for coming on and all the help they do. And they're not only pro racers with the online situation that's growing leaps and bounds. I mean, they're running heads up with the big markets. And they help while they're doing it. So with that, Reith, I guess it's shutdown time. Till next week, Monday morning, Reith and I will be Radio Boomers Live with you guys. And till then, keep moving, keep the faith. And Reith, what is sign-out time?
On to 2022. We'll see 22. You next
Happy
year.
New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy
from
New
Reith
Year.
And I and Eric and Radio Boomers Live is signing out and all our Easy Way family.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.